This is the Composer's Datebook for March 5th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1889 at New York's Chickering Hall, a 28-year-old American composer named Edward McDowell played the solo part at the premiere of his Piano Concerto No. 2. The critic of the New York Tribune confessed he derived keener pleasure from McDowell's concerto than he had from Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, another new work that had just premiered in New York that year. Others compared McDowell's concerto favorably to those of Brahms. But ah, the fickle finger of fame. Today, McDowell's music is taken to task for exactly the same reasons it was praised during his lifetime. Critics back then liked the fact that McDowell's music reminded them of famous European composers like Schumann or Grieg, while today's critics complain McDowell's not original enough. But in his day, McDowell was a major figure on the American music scene. At age 36, he became the first professor of music at Columbia University and served as the president of the newly formed Society of American Musicians and Composers. He arranged for his summer home in New Hampshire to become a working retreat for composers, and to this day, it's still known as the McDowell Colony. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.